Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Father John Rutten, pastor of St. John Paul II Parish in Harrisburg, South Dakota, shares what God has been doing in his life.
Give us this day our daily bread. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, we hear these words at the center of the Our Father. The Our Father being the center of the prayer that Jesus came to offer us. A reminder that at times we're tempted to add tons of things to our day. And even in a spiritual way, we can live adding more and more and more. And sometimes we have those spaces where we're able to ask ourselves, what is it that I'm adding these things for? Jesus knew the people of the time, and he knows us now, and he says, do not worry about all those things. There is one simple way, and I will teach you how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Interestingly to note, in this prayer, the central prayer that he gives to us, all of the beginning of it is just a recognition of something that is, not something that we do. And how often in the midst of our uncertainties, in the midst of the emptiness of our hearts, of our families, of our day, do we think of things that we have to do, even good and holy things, as opposed to praying for the grace to recall what is. And this is the prayer we have been taught. In those moments, we say, Our Father, a recognition of who is present to us in heaven, but here on earth, recognizing the gift that is this kingdom that has come to us. And then asking, give us this day our daily bread. And isn't that what it is the heart is looking for, is to be fed? Not in a material way, but in a spiritual way, to have the heart's yearning and longing and desiring fulfilled. That is our daily bread. The other day I was spending some time by myself. May had been really busy, and I had hoped it was going to be summertime, and then graduation parties came up, and every time I go to one, I was like, oh my gosh, I got more. I thought May was going to be the end of the year, and it was going to be summer, and I was longing for some tranquility, some peace, some quiet. Well, I've got it. The other day, I had a day and a half to do nothing. And my ideas of what that time would be like were totally different than me sitting in that chair, reading a book and putting it down. That's not enough. Finding a different book, hoping that'll be the answer. That doesn't work. And in this lethargy, in this place, questions began to arise. What is my life for? What am I called to? What should I do? But ultimately, those questions were arising as responses to this space, this emptiness, this desire for fulfillment. And I was immediately trying to place on it things that I could do to get me out of this, as opposed to the simple cry that says, Father, give me today my daily bread. And maybe there, sitting in that chair with the unfulfilled expectations of quiet time and peace and having a whole day and a half to myself, maybe that was my daily bread. That was the gift that God wanted to give to me, that I might begin to look more deeply at my heart and what it is that I was called to do. And so for you, nothing is absent from what God wants for us. Nothing is without the possibility of us being drawn into a deeper relationship with reality, and in reality, we discover Christ, the one who awakens the desire, the one who makes us question, the one who produces the longing that leads us to him. What a gift it is to be fed. What a gift it is to have that mercy that allows us a space to say, why is it that you're feeding me in this way, and what is it that you want from me? Sometimes we begin to make assumptions about the timing, and we think, my gosh, I haven't been fed yet. He must not want to feed me. But we must be patient with the timing of God. We must trust that in his time and in his providence, he will provide for us the awareness of what it is that meets that desire. And so we pray. We pray, Father, today, give us this day our daily bread. And then we wait and we look with longing. And sometimes the Lord comes right at the end. The other night, I went to a birthday party for my second mother, who was turning 80 years old. It was a great time, beautiful space. I'm so glad that I went. I almost didn't. But just as we were leaving, we exited through the kitchen and ran into one person and sat there and began a conversation. And all of a sudden, 10, 15 minutes had gone by. And I was struck by the conversation that we had and how much it meant to me and the fulfillment it was of years of longing, of wanting to be able to speak in such a way to these people that I was with. And as I exited that front door, in the twilight with the lamp post lit, scattering a little bit of light across the path, just enough so I could see, I got into my car and I thanked God for the gift of what he had given to me. At the end of the night in that darkness, my daily bread.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.